What is going on, YouTube? Welcome back to another season of FPL Family. Here we are, Sam. The season is kicking off in less than 2 weeks. 2 weeks from now, we'll have had some games. It will be underway.
Do you feel like...
balls will have been kicked.
But it's like suddenly, all of a sudden, I feel like we had like all this time.
Do you know what I felt? I felt like the gap between the Euros and the Premier League was going to be...
ages, I
big.
Thought.
I felt like I had this massive, long... like FPL coma I could still go into for a few weeks.
Yeah.
And I've been in it, but now, I don't know, August, something about August the 1st that is making me want to get on with it a bit now. And now I'm sort of buzzing. There's a few pre-season friendlies going on. First things first, what do you think of the Euros? We got to discuss that a little bit. We did well, didn't we? England? Not bad.
Do you know, I loved the Euros. There was...
great tournament. It was a great tournament.
It was. There was something really... I don't know, like old school romantic football about the Euros, like some really good like stories of teams that just did brilliantly, like Denmark after coming over.
Oh, in the circumstances,
so there's 100%. Like all of that to it, but also just the fact that it's felt like it's the same with the Olympics at the moment. It's felt like so long since we've been able to do this kind of normal stuff and see fans in stands watching football matches again and passion behind the game and. So all of that was kind of playing a part in the Euros. I loved every minute of the Euros.
There's just something about sport that brings the world together.
Yeah.
And sorry, what are we in, like 3 minutes into the year and I've gone all like dramatic. But it's just like, I don't know, the Euros and then the Olympics, because we've obviously Great Britain doing well in the Olympics as well, which is fantastic. I'm loving the Formula One. I've actually been even watching, don't kill me guys, I've been watching a bit of the old rugby. Been watching the Lions playing the South Africans, and that's been very entertaining as well. So I've enjoyed all the sport. I'm loving it all.
Why are they allowed to play with blood all over them?
Let me tell you the thing about rugby, Sam. It's a little bit different to football.
I don't understand.
A little bit different.
The ball is the wrong shape.
It's a different shape to football. Let's be politically correct between our sports.
And then there was a guy on the TV just bleeding everywhere. And I was like, what's happening? If that was happening in football, we'd have to go off.
Yeah.
They'd have to change their shirt because they'd be allowed.
Well, they have the concussion protocol now in football, right? You go off, someone has to come on, albeit temporarily.
If need be. I mean, surely you're more likely to get concussion in rugby.
I don't know about rugby. I think with rugby, it's you just crack on. I genuinely don't understand
what was happening. It's a good job we don't have to play fantasy rugby because
Absolutely true. Before we get to say hello, we've got to say hello to everybody. And guys, if you're new to FPL Family, if this is your first ever FPL Family stream, welcome. Welcome to the new season. FPL 21-22 is upon us. Of course, unless you've been living under a rock for goodness knows how long, the game is live. The game is live. And I've seen a lot on Twitter and in the community about, well, I'm just gathering information. I'm not setting my team up yet. I'm not tinkering. I'm just taking it easy and then I'll start to tinker. It's the 1st of August, people. Is it time to start tinkering?
I've been doing...
yes is the answer to that, Sam. Come on, get your teams registered.
Oh yeah, get your team registered. I've been doing one draft a week. That's all I've been allowing myself, so don't overthink it.
So is your phone not... if you go to your camera roll on your phone, are you not like full of screenshots of teams?
No.
What?
No, because I got my new book.
You've got your book now, haven't you? Yes. Show us your book. Come on, where's your book? Go have a look at this. Can you give this a quick plug?
Right. I'm not being paid to say this either, by the way. I just love it. Mark sent me this.
Mark who?
So his handle on Instagram is Fletcher Ward Designs.
Nice. Very good.
He makes these. They're amazing. So, like, you all know I love a notebook. But, like...
Every game week. Serious, isn't it?
Serious. Oh, my God. It's really serious. And there's stuff in there you can write about pre-season.
Is this going to be a little bit of a feature on a Sunday night now? You know, what's in Sam's notes? Sam's notebook.
Yeah,
something like that. We can make a little feature of it.
I mean, let's be honest. Instead of having... I mean, this is my normal notebook, which has got all my notes for the videos I'm doing on our channel. Yeah.
Nothing special about that, though. Just lines in a book.
I mean, it's one of yours. I think I've nicked it. but this is
different
the one.
Level.
This is level. This is taking me to number one in the world. I'm going to win FPL now.
Wow. All right. Well, listen, we're going to talk about...
I'm armed.
We're not just going to talk about...
thanks, Mark.
We'll talk about the journal a bit more later on, but we're going to also do later on in the live stream, guys, our pre-season predictions as well. So loads to cover tonight. We're going to be talking about our drafts as well. And there's already a couple of videos on the channel. So if you go check out some of the videos earlier in the summer, we've already posted some initial feelings about drafts. But tonight, we're going to talk about our latest and greatest drafts, which for you, by the sounds of it, has not been tinkered too much with, but I can tell you that I have.
No, so I am making changes, but I'm only allowing myself to do it once a week. So basically, I'm like thinking.
You're on rations. You're like...
I'm thinking about it, and then at the end of every week, I'm like, right, update the draft. It's actually, this one is quite different.
All right.
To draft number two.
Okay. All right. Well, our drafts, we will talk about those a bit later on, guys. We've also been asking our Patreon supporters, more on Patreon a bit later on, but we've been asking our Patreon supporters to get into our Slack community, into our Slack chat, where we go in and interact with those guys. And they've been sending us their drafts as well. So we've got a few of those to feature, and we'll be dissecting those and giving them a...
critique?
I was going to say a roasting. Critique is probably a better phrase to use.
I'm not going
to
roast you.
Oh, some of them need a roasting. Some of them... Anthony Gary, you know your team needs a roasting.
No, I won't have that.
No, we know.
Oh, I love Anthony. I'm not having that.
There's a couple of teams there that need a bit of a critique.
Just because they've got Spurs in them doesn't mean you can roast them.
Some of the Spurs players. So we'll talk about those a bit later on. Of course, we've got pre-season predictions and we've got loads of stuff, guys, loads of stuff. But we've got to say hello first and foremost. Just as you guys are getting in the chat and saying hello, I want to hear your thoughts, just before we get on that, on Nuno Espirito Santo, because we've not live streamed for a while. And of course, we've done a few of our deep dive videos. So again, guys, thank you for everyone that's been watching those, by the way. We've been putting team by team FPL deep dive videos on sort of 10-15 minutes, which, would you call that a deep dive? We do go into a lot of detail, put it that way, on a specific team, video by video. We've got one more to do, which is coming at you next week. That is Wolves.
You've got to do Wolves tomorrow, so it's going out on Tuesday.
Wolves tomorrow. Wolves come out on Tuesday. But of course, all of the other teams are already live and on the channel, and there's a playlist for it as well, and we'll link that in the description below after the video. So if you want to go check out the sort of 10 or 15 minute deep dive on every video, needless to say, some of them getting more views than others. Liverpool, United, Spurs getting some views. Crystal Palace, Southampton not getting quite so many views.
Do you know what I'm surprised? Because the West Ham one, which went out today, hasn't got that many views. And I'm surprised because I thought West Ham would be popular.
Well, possibly.
Certainly popular in my book.
Well, it's only just gone out. So, guys, if you want to go check those out, go check those out. But just before we say hello, Nuno Espirito Santo, we haven't really had that conversation yet.
No, I didn't know Hana for our patrons about it when he first signed. And I remember saying at the time, I don't feel massively inspired, but I feel like it's a really nice, safe pair of hands.
Do you want safe? But, is that what you want?
But.
Yeah.
That was...
Ugh.
I don't know.
Go on.
Well, how long has he been there now? 4 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that? Well, I'm inspired now.
So this he's put in the changing room on
I
the floor
it.
In the changing room. What's
I
all this?
I love it. So we
really?
Yes.
Oh,
so
on.
In the changing room, he's put this map of the pitch. It's basically a pitch, right? An outline of a pitch, so we can.
You're gonna get them all standing there. Dele Alli, this is where you need to be. Go and stand over there.
Jammy pick of the season. There you are, Dele Alli. Get him in. Game week two.
Come on.
I've got an entry plan for Dele Alli.
Oh, behave yourself.
Game week two.
If he's in your draft later on, that needs looking at.
Game week two.
Oh, goodness.
Anyway, I actually think listening to the Spurs players, listening to what he's saying, I think he's the right man.
Okay, well,
I think he's the right man for the job. And I did say, when that was announced, again, the Wolves announcement came, I said, that's our new manager. I mean, it took Levy a little while to realise it.
You went all over Europe looking for a manager.
I did say it. It just took Levy a little while to catch up with me.
Right, okay, very good. Well, listen.
I think he's the man.
I think what you said, for your gut reaction there is the right thing. It's a nice, safe feeling pick, which is...
We're going to win...
Fine if you want mid-table and a League Cup.
Conference. We're going to win the conference.
Europa? I forgot you were in the Europa
Stop
Conference.
Stop forgetting about the conference.
I forgot about Europa Conference. How can I remember the Europa Conference? I literally couldn't
trophy?
Give a damn about
it's
it.
It's much nicer looking than the Champions League trophy.
Oh, I'm sure it is. I'm sure
it's
it
beautiful.
Is.
Beautiful.
Right, enough of this
it's
nonsense.
It's got to be, hasn't it? No
it's enough of
play.
This. We have to say hello to a few people. Let's see. Let's say hello to a few people. And we've got some super chats already. Thank you for the super chit. Super chit. There you go, the super chit. Thank you for the super chat. You can tell.
You can't speak.
Tripping over my words already. Carlis E, thank you for the super chat. Good evening from Latvia.
Oh,
hello.
I don't think we've ever had anyone from Latvia before.
Our very first Latvian viewer, I think, Carlis. Very nice
Welcome.
To see you. Let's go and win FPL, he or she says. So
you know
there we
what
go.
You need?
Inspired
you need
by.
One of these.
Inspired by your, this is going to win me FPL. I'm getting in Dele Alli game week two. Carlis is saying we need to go in FPL. Okay. Nathan Joblin. Hey, Nathan. How you doing, mate?
Nathan.
Nice to see you, mate. Nice to see you. Long-term friend of the show. Former manager of the month as well. Former FPL legend. Very, very good score last year.
Oh, no. He's still an FPL legend. He's not a former legend.
Yeah, he's not a former legend. He's a legend based on what he's done last season. Can the legend continue this season?
I'm going to say yes.
I'm going to say yes.
I'm going to say
guy.
He's going to finish higher this season than he did last season.
Ooh,
right in the
what?
Right in my predictions.
What? There
Joblin
we go.
To finish higher in 21, 22.
Oh, God, dear me. Joblin, the pressure.
No pressure, Job.
The pressure just ramped up on Joblin there. He's saying, hey, guys, great to see you together. He said exited, but I think he means excited.
Well, I mean, we are always together.
Yeah, we are always together. I don't know about exited.
Although, actually, to be fair, we haven't done any videos together, have we? So we have been apart on our channel.
That's true.
Great season.
Perhaps that's what he means. Yeah, we've done a lot of individual videos. Around my work, your work, children, taking Max to Watford Football Club training camps and all that sort of stuff, because he's properly getting into that now, isn't he? Properly getting into it. Love it. Stealth Panda, Ken's in. Of course he is. Ken's
back.
Welcome back for another season, mate. He says, hey guys, hope yous are okay after an amazing Euros and a good FPL break. Yes, I certainly feel like I'm...
Renewed? Do you feel renewed and ready to go again?
Well, I do. And I put a lot of that down to the fact that I just sat... And this is nothing against anybody that played Fantasy Euros, because from what I understand on Twitter, a lot of people played it and loved it.
Yeah.
But I actually feel like... I feel good that I didn't play it. And one reason is because I sat there and I just purely enjoyed the Euros.
Mm.
I was sitting there and I could enjoy... You know, any game. You know, if Ronaldo scored, I could just appreciate... that he's a quality player,
and
not think, oh, I didn't have him in my fantasy team, whatever. I could just, it's just a pure watch the whole time. So did I enjoy not playing Euro Fantasy? I probably did, guys.
I don't
But if you
like
did
I'm...
play it, fair play, because a lot of people did.
I guess, because we've not played the Euro one before, you never felt like you missed out, really. Kind of like enjoyed the football for what it was. I certainly feel like the summer's been, I miss it now. Like, I'm ready to go again.
Ready to go again. Yeah, absolutely.
Whereas I think if I'd have played Euro Fantasy, I might feel like I hadn't had a break yet.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. And he says, absolutely buzzing to be back, as we are, Kens. No doubt. Plenty of options this year. There are, and there is.
Exciting ones as well.
This is something we will be discussing, of course, when we'll be looking at our drafts and the patron drafts as well. I'm seeing, I wouldn't say a template. I think there is a bit of a template emerging. But there are some interesting choices around that template. And I think it's those choices that are going to make the difference for you.
Dele Alli.
At first.
Game week two.
I started with Dele Alli game week one last week, last year. And I'll tell you, it did not go well.
You were a trendsetter. You were just a season early.
God, don't start me with that.
I'm telling you. Right, another prediction to write down by Christmas. Dele Alli is owned by over 50% of the game.
Shut up right now. Ridiculous. Let's see who else is in. Aria Man is in. How are you doing? He says, hello, good evening. Let's go. Hashtag Team Sam.
Hey.
Not sure how I feel about that.
What, have you got
with you.
Three wins been
not
on the chart?
Sure. I think it might be four.
Four?
It's definitely three. Could be four. I don't know. I've lost count, guys, to be honest with you. In and moderating is the one, the only, the legend, FPL Tips. Harry, how
hey,
are you doing?
Harry.
Tips has got his own YouTube channel, guys. Go check it out. Really good stuff over there.
We're going to see Harry in
summer.
A couple of weeks. And I am buzzing to see Harry.
And we're going to talk about the event at which we're going to see Harry in just a second.
I love
Save
having
it.
A pint
Save
with
it.
Harry.
It's so fun.
We've
got FPL Geordie is in back for another season with FPL Family. How are we doing? Oh, we've got our friend FPL Raptor as well.
Oh,
so
Ross
is in.
The YouTube legend,
well,
that is Ross.
Speaking of new YouTube channels, not that Tips is a new YouTube channel. We've been around for ages, Tips. But FPL Raptor also has his own YouTube channel now. First video went live on his channel. So Raptor, put us a link in the chat. Or guys, you can just right-click on Raptor in the chat. Go to his channel. Obviously, do it all after you've watched FPL Family.
And buy his book as well.
Of course, but he's got the book. He's got. Could this guy be any busier?
No, but I got all the time in the world for Raptor.
Tell you what.
Hang on.
Tell
the
you
book's
what.
Coming now.
I've only gone and got it here, haven't I? I've only gone and got it here.
This is how Lee's going to win FPL.
This is how I'm... A proper book. Here we go, a proper book. So this is how I'm going to win FPL. None of this writing stuff down. Just mind games and reading.
I must admit, though,
loved it. I've enjoyed it so far.
We were out for lunch today when Raptor's news went live. Max, Lee and I were like, them graphics are nice.
Yeah, Raptor's graphics are pretty good. If you think back to our first video and how crap it was.
I'm telling you, Raptor's
nailed it. He's on point straight away.
I know, tell me about it.
It takes at least 2 years.
To Raptor's channel.
It takes at least 2 years to like get the graphics
like
right
stuff.
What's
he going to be like in 2 years'
time? Raptor, he's on point,
we'll have to retire.
He? Absolutely. Well, that's it. We'll be done. So FPL Raptor, welcome to the YouTube community. Raptor, going to be really good. Those of you that follow him on Twitter will know that you get all the usual FPL goodness, right? But it comes with a little bit a little bit about, you know, the mind game, a little bit of FPL psychology,
I don't
a little
know
what
bit. He thinks about Nuno.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Well, you need to read the book, don't you? Very good.
Does he say about Nuno in the book?
No, not sure. I haven't got to that bit yet. Anyway, but there we go. So Raptors in. Nirad Sharma is in, just with the flames, just with the flame emojis. Nothing else needed.
What, for Raptor or us?
Just the flames. Bit of everything. Just FPL being back. Loving it. Oh, you know who's in, don't you?
Who's in?
FPL Telling.
Ah, Josh!
FPL Telling is here, back and moderating for another season for us. Josh, welcome,
also,
mate. Hope you're well.
Also, equally, as big a legend as Tips.
Coming in
fact,
2 weeks, Josh, is he?
I don't know, he does live a way away, but Josh, if you're not coming...
A little way. There we go. We've got Andrew Dark is in. How is he? How are you doing, Andrew? He says, announce Romero, Sam. You're there. He's lining up a decent signing, Nuno, you know?
I'm telling you, if that happens, then I might stop crying.
What? Oh. It was a sad day, wasn't it?
My heart broke.
Let's just have a moment.
My heart is
broken. For Toby Alderweireld leaving Spurs.
I've welled up.
Don't stop. We are 15 minutes in and you've already gone for the Gareth Bale tears.
I'm really sad about... I have actually got...
Oh my God.
Oh.
I've hit the table and everything. Stop crying, Sam, on the live stream. Stop crying. It's not...
Toby Alderweireld is my...
While you compose yourself, Sam, we've got another super chat from Duncan Crawford.
Oh,
Duncan, how are you doing?
Duncan.
Very nice to see you back for another season. Yeah. One of our patron supporters, Duncan Crawford. Nice to see you, mate. Great to be back, guys. Missed this. Have you, mate?
Me crying.
Sam crying. Really? I don't know. He also says, no pressure, Nathan. You put the pressure on Joblin. Can't believe you've done this, Sam.
I didn't mean to.
Can't believe it.
I mean, he's going to live up to it.
And another super chat. The super chat's coming in. Thank you, guys. Really appreciate it. Liam Healy, another veteran of FPL family. Liam, how are you doing, mate? Evening, Lee and Sam. New season, new hair colour. I think he means for himself, actually.
Oh,
Liam
really?
Has been... No, I think Liam's been rocking the new hair colour.
What's he got?
Get over on Twitter to check out Liam's new hair colour.
Liam, come over on Instagram, show me your hair.
Show your hair to Sam on Instagram. There's offer you can't refuse.
Show
if you're coming in a couple of weeks, a fest. Yeah, absolutely. Jeremy Baker is in. How are we doing, Jeremy? No more Toby stroke Jan Chance. God damn it, he says. Oh, God damn it. Fantasy Football Club is in. Good evening, Lee and Sam. How are you doing? Jamie Taylor is here. Shari Mack is here. Hoxton is here. Son up front when Kane leaves, Sam. Or we're talking about Kane a bit later
on. I'm not sad about that one. It's the Toby one that's broken me.
You are sadder about Toby leaving than Kane,
aren't you? I am devastated about Toby. It's like, not just sad, I'm absolutely devastated. I'd have happily paid him... I'd have paid him money every year until he was 75.
Dread FPL. Tears in the first episode. Asad Ali, is she really crying? I can tell you, Asad, she is very upset about Toby leaving. Very
upset. I'm genuinely devastated about
it. No doubt. Eduardinho is in. He's saying, nice kit, Lee. Yes, I haven't gone for the Liverpool new kit for this season yet.
I like the away one.
I don't mind it. I don't mind it.
What's the matter with you?
There's neither of those kits for Liverpool this season. I'm really going, I've got to buy it.
I am. Not the Liverpool one.
You're going for the Spurs away kit, aren't
I'm
you?
I'm going mental.
Which actually, famously, over the last few weeks, our friends at Planet FPL, I forgot their name, they kill me for that. Suj and James, if you're not following the guys over on FPL, Planet FPL, you need to go and follow those guys. They had a bit of a gathering themselves a couple of weeks ago, and James, I don't know if he lost a bet or he hates the away shirt, right? He thinks it's absolutely horrendous.
To be fair.
But he bought it and wore it to the
meetup.
It cost him £70, by the way.
To be fair, when it first came out, I was like, what is this? And then I saw the boys rock it away at... Was it Milton Keynes we wore it, I think, for the first time?
It
and
is
I
awful,
was like,
Sam.
I am
awful.
Feeling it. So now I think I'm going the away kit.
No,
when we go and
terrible.
Abseil off the building.
We are not doing that bloody Abseil.
We are.
We are absolutely not doing that.
We
it's
are.
Bad enough you had me up there walking around the skywalk.
No, we're going to go and Abseil and I'm going to lay some flowers for Toby Alderweireld.
Oh my God. Seriously. Varun is in. How are we doing, Varun? Nirad Sharma, who's a name we always see on these live streams. Nirad, very nice to
is
see you.
Is that Finlay Badder?
That is Finlay Badder. He's in.
Joe's not even in the country.
Is he not?
Joe, I don't think he's in the country.
One of his first comments this season is Lee wants the Watford kit. I've heard, Joe, I do not. There are three kits that I'm really not feeling this season, and one is Watford. The other is Pickford, Everton's home goalkeeper shirt. Have you seen this?
No, I haven't seen it. What colour is it?
Oh, just go and have a look on the site.
I've not seen it.
And then the Spurs away kit, absolutely shocking.
What have you seen the Manchester United away kit? I don't like that.
That's also a little bit out there, isn't it? Steve Sedman is in. How are we doing, Steve? Dread FPL is in. The Liverpool third kit is really nice. Yes, it is. I have seen that. That's not bad.
Well, what's
That's,
that?
But I don't often go for the third kit, I must admit. Hussein Mohammed is in. Jamie Tyler, Eduardinho, and a whole host of you guys are in.
What?
So thank you guys for being in.
Isn't it lovely to be back?
Isn't it bloody lovely to be back?
What are we doing on a Sunday night?
I don't know. I don't know. Watching Love Island, probably.
We're definitely going to be doing that after this.
Something.
No
that
spoilers, please.
No Love Island spoilers in the chat. That is, we are deadly serious about that, or you are deadly serious about
mods.
That.
Mods. If anyone speaks about the Love Island, Love Island in the chat.
The mods. You can say what you like in the chat, but if you post the Love Island spoiler, you are out of here.
Josh, that one's on you, please.
Josh. Is he Love Island correspondent, Josh?
He is now. He's on. Josh and me are besties. If anyone mentions Love Island, Josh, that's the end of them,
dear.
Please.
Here we go. That's it. Love Island spoilers, and you are off and banned from FBL Family live stream. Let's talk about the event that is happening a couple of weeks from now, Friday the 13th of August, that we are going to be at. So in Leake Street in Waterloo, Fantasy Football Fest is happening, which is the first of its kind. Of course, we've had meetups before. We've been at pubs. We've had a beer. But this is the first time we've had something on this sort of scale organised, where we've got tons of all of the community coming together. We've got Scout, we've got Hub, and we've got Fantasy Football Fix all coming together as well, which frankly is a bit of a miracle, frankly, to have all of the content creators from those three companies in the same place. We've got Kelly and James, our friends from the FPL show, are going to be hosting and presenting during the day. We've got lineups, we've got, you know, you've got to buy a ticket. Of course, you've got to buy a ticket. And I know, guys, I know there has been a lot on Twitter over the summer about, oh, got to pay for this event. I don't want to pay for this event.
It's cost a fortune to run.
Honestly, we know Gianni very well. We know the guys. And we're not just saying this because we're going and we're on the bloody drawing. I get it, guys. But the effort...
We're on the
doodles drawing. Yeah, we're in the photo booth. What we're doing in the photo booth is possibly looking a little bit shifty, but we're not going to go there.
What?
I'll show you later. But the tickets, they're £20 to go. The tickets are still available. The effort and time and energy that has gone into this from Gianni, from Mark, from Ed, from the guys that are organising this is serious, guys. It is a proper big event, has required a lot of time and love and attention that's gone into it. So if you have got £20, you get a free drink with that, guys. That's going to cost you in London, for Christ's sake. That's £7 or £8 for a start, right? And then we've got penalty challenges. He's got a quiz. We're going to be doing team reveals on stage. It is going to be ace.
And one thing I will say is that I was, being brutally honest, a little bit nervous about this event because of all of the... It's been such a long time since I've been in a room with a lot of people.
Yeah.
But there are... Gianni has been really... This really been thought through, hasn't it? In terms of safety and
100%.
Making sure that everybody is as protected from the world that we currently live in as possible.
Yeah.
So... if you're worried about it, don't be. If you are a girl and you are worried about going, because it is a little bit male heavy, a lot of these events, I'll be there and you can come and see me.
You and Holly in the corner.
Holly will be hanging out with a bottle of Prosecco. You're more than welcome to join us.
Kids with babysitters. You and Holly.
I thought you were talking about. I was like, I'm not taking the kids.
No,
I'm
taking the kids to Fest, are we?
No,
it's savage. Nor's Holly taking her kids to Fest. It'd be a terrible idea.
It's like Mum's Night Out.
It is a Mum's Night Out. Exactly right.
Both be drunk by half nine.
If you want to join the Mum's Night Out, guys, there we go. There's an open invitation. So at FF_Fest, that is the Twitter handle. Go check it out. There are tickets still available, and you'll see.
It will be better than Mum's Night Out, by the way. And it sounds really terrible.
Yeah,
it's not just me and Holly getting drunk.
People are thinking £20 for a Mum's Night Out. You talk it's about not. It sounds like rubbish. No, it'll be awesome, guys. And as you can see on the doodle there, which is a little bit small, you know, you can see it on Twitter. It's bigger, right? But Tips is on there. Holly's on there. You've got Raptor on there. I think Mark McGettigan, FPL General's on there. You've got James and Kelly at the top. Me and you are doing some stuff in the photo booth, which shall remain nameless. You've got, honestly, it's dodgy. And you've got Mark and everybody else, and Az is on there. So there's going to be loads and loads of people there. It's going to be great, guys. So get on over to @FF_Fest. Get yourself a ticket. Get yourself down to Waterloo in a couple of weeks' time. It's going to be good. Right, Sam.
I wanted to burst into song then when you said it was at Waterloo.
Let's talk about... You've already burst into tears. Let's not burst into song.
Oh, Toby.
Enough. We've got to talk about drafts. We have to talk about drafts. That is what we're here to do. And before we get to our drafts, we're going to look at some of our Patreon drafts, right? So here are some drafts from the FPL family Patreon community. We're going to do... Let's do these first. I've got a few to look at.
We've got predictions to do later as well.
We've got predictions to do as well. But with these drafts, I have permission. Do I have permission? I don't have permission. But I'm going to give ourselves permission to give as honest and brutal feedback as we need to on these. The Patreon guys, we love them and they love us.
Do they? Are we sure they love us?
They're in Slack. We love each other over on Patreon. If you want to go in heavy on these guys, don't feel like you can't. because there are some that are a little bit out there. But it's fine. It's fine. And we're going to talk about the first one, which is a Mr. James Matthew. So, James, first of all, thank you for all of your support over on Patreon and in the Slack. Here's an interesting draft, Sam. Let's discuss... Oh, yeah, you can't see that, can you?
No,
can you
see that, okay? I can see that. It's all right. You see that, okay. I've got glasses now that work.
Let's discuss, because, of course, we are going, I'm going to be doing a podcast, of course, of this as well. So we're going to talk through this team. Let me just call the team out first while you think about it. James has got Sanchez in goal, Trent, Digne, James, Reece James, and Lamptey at the back. So someone needs to have a chat with James about Lamptey, I think. Salah, Foden, Rafinha, and Grealish in midfield. Kane and Watkins up front, and a bench of Steele, Eiling, Gibbs-White, and Davis. So if you're listening on the podcast, that is the team. What do we think, Sam? Let's start with Harry Kane, because he's gone Harry Kane captain.
I mean, surely that's a mistake.
Well, so let's address this question right here and now. So Harry Kane at Spurs and a Harry Kane versus at Man City.
Well, it's already been said he won't be playing game week one.
Well, there is a bit of that as well. And the other thing to say is that if, and I truly believe this, if Spurs are going to sell Harry Kane to Man City, which is, in my opinion, looking less and less likely as we go through the summer, and City splurge all of their money on Grealish. Say splurge all their money. They've got more money than God, haven't they? But listen, they're probably going to get Grealish. We've got to talk about Grealish a bit later on. But Harry Kane, the rumours won't go away. He is still being linked. What's interesting about the transfer window this summer is that it does not close before the season starts,
right?
No, it's
a nightmare.
It's like two or three games in, which for us as FPL managers is going to be difficult. Now, if I was a betting man, I would bet that Spurs would not sell Harry Kane to Man City before game week one, because then that eliminates all risk that he's going to play against them. In fact, he'll play against Man City, potentially his future club, in game week one. Talk me through the Harry Kane saga as you see it from a Spurs perspective. And do you think he's going to go, first and foremost?
Ooh, what a question. My understanding from a Spurs perspective is he's not playing game week one, full stop, because he's not back off holiday yet. He's been given extended holiday because of the Euros. I think he's due back this coming week.
Yeah. If there's a guy that needs a holiday, he's it as well.
I think he's back this week, but I don't think it's the beginning of the week. He's been in the Caribbean. He's just He's just turned 28. I think he's got...
He's got to... That's a fair comment there. He's just turned 28. 140, 160 million being touted. This guy's 28 with dodgy ankles. I'm not convinced that City are going to spend that much money on him, are they? Three or four years from now, he's 32, he's not worth that money.
If they can get him, they will. Look, my personal view, and I may be in the Spurs minority here, but my personal view is if City offer 140 million, you take it.
So you think you would take 140 million as Daniel Levy, as a Spurs fan? I have to agree with you because you're going to get two or three more years out of this guy. This is not a guy who's gone through his whole career being not injury prone, not pulling hamstrings, not breaking
but
ankles.
It's not just that.
He has been injured, and he's the sort of guy that I think could, forgive me, Harry Kane fans, he could fade quite fast into his 30s.
He could. I don't think he will.
That said,
but he could.
That said. If he goes to City this season, he will be dynamite, won't he? Surely. Will you have him in your game week? Will you have him in the first few weeks? Because I don't want to say game week one, because I think you're right. I think he will have a bit of a rest. I don't think, even if Pep does buy him, he's not going to put him in straight away, I don't think.
They're not selling him before game week one.
So let's say game week three or four, he's ready, he's fit, he's going to start for City that week. Do you put him in your team?
Yeah.
I think you absolutely 100% do. I can see a lot of wild cards, early wild cards being wielded to get him in after that transfer happens.
The reality is, my personal view is you can't own Kane for game week one, because I think you're right. Either if he's at Spurs, they don't play him because he's just coming back off holiday. And also they won't want to play him against the club. But they also won't want to sell him before that, because they won't want him playing against us in game week one. So I don't think anything happens before the season starts. And therefore, if it's not going to happen before the season starts, unless you're going to keep $4.5 million to get from Dominic Calvert-Lewin to Kane in the bank, which, let's be honest, nobody's going to do, then you're going to have to wildcard, because you're not also going to have a player that you can downgrade and save $4.5 million. So my personal view is that whenever that happens, if it happens, and I still do think it's an if,
oh, it's very much an if, right?
Because
the price tag Levy's put on him means it's an if.
Well, and also City haven't upped their offer. So they've rejected the 100 million and nothing's happened since because they're trying to get Grealish at the moment. So once I think that closes, then the conversation comes around again, I suspect, about Harry Kane. So if it happens, then I think you have to get him, but then you have to wildcard to do it.
Yeah. All right, let's see what you guys are saying. Carl Watson, if Kane joins City, he's my set and forget captain for the season. Guy can score a brace with a sub appearance, never mind a start. Yeah, I think so. Poppy Chaz, hey Poppy. He or she is saying City can burn $1 million bills as kindling. Sorry, pound notes. If they get hit, if they can get him, they will.
Yeah.
Let's see what John Tyner. Hey John. John has sent us a super chat. He's saying, hi guys, is Kante back for game week one? Glad to have you back. Glad to see you back, John. Is Kante available for Chelsea game week one? He went long-ish into the Euros.
So there hasn't really been a lot of chatter yet on the other side. So the English guys seem to be getting
it's the final, so yeah, it makes sense.
But we haven't really heard much, have we? Like, because the same with the Copa America guys, right?
Yeah.
So like
the Brazils and the, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, like Lo Celso went all the way to the final. So is he getting extra time off? We haven't had confirmation of that yet. It just seems to be the English players that we're hearing about.
Yeah.
My guess would be that probably...
Did he play today? Didn't Chelsea play Arsenal? You guys can let us know in the chat how that game went. I think Chelsea won, right? I think it's 2-1.
Yeah.
I think Havertz scored, by the way.
My guess is that he will be back. It's just, I guess, whether they pick him.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess he would be. I mean,
Al Capol is in the chat. He's saying Kante did play today.
There
so there we
so,
go.
Yeah,
Kante
right
played
then.
Today, Brian Springer. So, yes, it does look, John, as if he's probably going to be available. Whether he's fully match fit, to be honest with you, whether he's fully match fit or not, he's the sort of player that comes in for Chelsea, doesn't he? So important. Let's finish up on James's draft here. Is there any other
James
comments
Lampsy
to make? I think Kane, I think you're right, not for game week one. But if you want him in your squad, James, for whether he's at City or not, have a plan to get him in, I suspect, for game weeks, I think maybe 2, 3, 4.
One thing I would say about this team is that Manchester United have a phenomenal first 5, maybe 6 game weeks. I think it's 6. And then it changes from game week 7 when they have like a really tough run from game week 7. So where's Bruno?
Well, let's talk about United in just a second. Otherwise, we'll spend all of our time talking about James's draft and not the others. But Lamptey is another one to look at. Injured
for
the game week 1 at least, right? So he's one to have a think about bringing in later on.
We've had this before with Lamptey where he's been due back and then not come back. So don't bet on it being game week 2. I'd go different.
Okay. All right, let's look at another team. This is our friend Gurav Asumal. Thank you, Gurav, for sending your team over on Patreon. Let's have a look at this team, Sam. So
you're... Why we know Bruno?
Well, again, you're talking about covering Manchester United there, and he has... But he's gone with new boy Jadon Sancho in at 9.5 in FPL. So it's going to be a popular pick. As you rightly say, no Fernandes, but he's covering it, if you can say that. I don't know. For those that are on the listening to the podcast, I did a air quotes there. Because I don't think you can, personally. But Sancho, let's have that conversation. How do you think he's going to bed in to the Manchester United team? What do you think?
I mean, I think he's going to start. But again, we've got this went along with England thing.
He didn't play much for England,
right? Didn't play much for England, but he still was away with England. So he still hasn't really had a break, has he? Let's be honest.
No.
I always have a... And maybe it's the pessimist in me, but I always have a bit of a concern when a new player joins the Premier League. Not because I worry about their talent, but because we all... Well, actually, I didn't. But most of the community did do this with Werner last year, expecting him to have this... brilliant start to the season.
Yeah.
And it just, well, with Werner it was a bit different because it never really got going. But with Sancho, is it possible that it takes him 3 or 4, 5 game weeks to just get into the Premier League and play
at
how
the pace
we know that he can?
Yeah.
And if that happens, then we're at game week 7 when the fixtures really turn for the worst for Manchester United. So I just have a little bit of a concern about going in early on a new player.
Yeah.
Because in my view, if you start the season with Bruno, but yet it's Sancho that really kicks off, it's really easy to just go Bruno to Sancho and save yourself some money.
It's
very hard to go the other way.
Yeah, I would agree with you. I think they've signed an absolutely class player, by the way, Jadon Sancho.
I do too.
I think he is top, top class, and I think he could be whatever he wants to be at Manchester United.
I agree.
He's got the platform, he's got the club, he's got the global platform to do whatever he wants to do. And he's got players around him that can go on that journey with him. Players like Rashford and players like Greenwood and, of course, Bruno. But I'm thinking more about the kind of English hub there now.
Yeah. No, I totally
agree. Think he is a quality player.
But will it happen in game week one?
Well, from an FPL perspective, I do think he's a bit of a wait and see, I have to say.
Yeah.
But if I see a bit of form from him, if I start seeing him kicking off... I'm going to get him in, I think, almost immediately, because I just love the player, right? I think he gives United something that they've really been missing.
Yeah.
He's a ball carrier. He's a man beater. He's a wing-back's nightmare, right? So for everything we love about Bruno Fernandes in FPL, he will move the ball quickly and he creates space and he does what he does in the middle.
Yeah.
Does he beat a player? He can, but you don't often see it.
No.
And the same with Rashford and Greenwood. Do they often beat a player? They can. But they're, what they're about is in behind, right? They're about Bruno finding those balls in behind and beating the wing-backs for pace and finding space.
Yeah.
Whereas Sancho, I think, has got the ability to pick the ball up and transition into attack. He can be the transition from midfield to attack on that wing. And I think he can come inside as well. I think he's everything that United have been missing, but I think he ticks so many boxes for United.
I totally agree. Everything you've just said, I totally agree with. I just worry
for FPL, that hold.
I just worry that going into game week one, you've got somebody who you know can perform in the Premier League, and therefore why not start with Bruno, knowing you can easily come down and save yourself the money.
Does he play left or right to start with?
Well, I think
probably left, given no Rashford. Probably.
Yeah.
And then Greenwood right. Is that how they're going to set up? Do you think Cavani middle?
Probably.
Maybe.
But then Cavani can't play every game.
Possibly not. And then they've got Martial coming back.
They're going to come in for Kane, aren't they? That's what I heard today.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
Where are they getting all this money from?
I don't know. And I'm not convinced that Martial either. I mean, there've a couple of rumours of him going. You know, the fact that he's fit and available, I don't think... I remember seeing a few tweets on Twitter, and I know it's Twitter, right? Man United Twitter. But I did think, you know, I didn't see anybody going, oh, great, Martial's back. You know, nothing like that.
Thing is, what I do like about it, and what I will say, is that having Sancho rather than Fernandes, that team is really nice.
Yeah, talk about
the rest of the side is
the squad
really
depth.
Nice.
We'll talk about that in just a second. Let's go to a couple of super chats. Parajath Paramal, thank you for the super chat. He or she is saying Kane, KDB, Grealish triple up for City. If Kane goes to City,
it's going to be really hard to afford all of
those. Going to be very hard to afford all of those. We'll talk about Grealish in just a second. Chintan Suchak, thank you also for the super chat. Hey Chintan, that's a name we've seen before. Welcome back to FPL family. Hello guys. I think I have a decent team at 4-4-2. I'm tempted to stay with it, or should I rework the draft and make a 3-4-3? Just address that question. Just while I line up the next Patreon draft, just address that question with the value that we're seeing at the back this summer, because there's a lot at 4.5, isn't there?
I think having two 4.5s in your side is very much on
at
in
least
terms
two.
Of defenders.
At least.
I think you could easily go three if you want to, but definitely two, and you can watch my rotating pairs video. I'll pick you two.
Yeah, like, very good.
So actually, I think it's very, very easy to go two 4.5s that will get you at least to first wild card, and then swap them for two others that have got better fixtures. You need to play the fixtures with those.
Cool.
And at that stage, then you can really go three at the back and just have them come in whenever you need to. And it means that you can easily shift from 3-4-3 to 4-4-2 in whichever way you want, because there are options in the cheaper forward bracket as well. So you can bench and move around. It's what I really like about the game this season. There is a lot of flexibility in the cheaper players.
There is. There absolutely is, as was being suggested, I think, earlier on in the live stream. Let's go to Emma Craig's team. Thank you, Emma, for sending your team in. Now, here's a player that I'm seeing in a lot of drafts in the last couple of days, because his pre-season is going very, very well, and that's Riyad Mahrez. So if you're looking to get a City player in, very difficult, as we know, to pick a player and be confident enough to say they're going to play every week. If you're new to FPL family, the Pep Roulette is absolutely a phrase we use pretty much every week.
Mm.
But Emma's feeling a bit of Mahrez here. What are you saying about that? Too risky? Not feeling it. I can hear it in your voice.
I just don't really know what I'm doing with City, I think, is the honest. I think because we don't really know what's happening at City, it feels really hard to pick a City player right now.
Do you think the Community Shield, or whatever they're calling it nowadays, do you think that will help in terms of giving us a bit of a feel for what Pep might do? Or is that just going to confuse us further, which it probably
Who's
will?
Pep? I mean, who knows what he's going to do? Mahrez has had a fantastic pre-season and probably
he has.
Deserves
he's looking
to play.
Good. He's looking good.
Plus, we don't really know where KDB is in terms of injury. Plus, we don't really know what's happening with Foden in terms of is he coming straight back in or not, longer break, etc, etc, etc. I think of all of the midfielders, Mahrez probably is the best pick right now.
It's a tread carefully though, isn't it, at best?
Because what happens when Grealish signs or
yeah.
when Kane signs, if Kane signs?
Yeah.
There just feels like there's so many what ifs is hard to pick.
Okay. All right, and just to pick up on a couple of other things in Emma's team here. She's gone for...
Callum Wilson.
It's Callum Wilson up front. Again, looking good in pre-season. 7.5, I think, is a reasonable-looking price tag. We'll maybe talk about him a bit later on. But the one player that I do want to discuss here is Robertson. She's gone for Robertson over Trent Alexander-Arnold, which I know is very popular... So obviously Trent is very popular. I've seen him in a lot of teams at 7.5. But for 0.5 less, you can have Robbo. What is your view on the Trent versus Robertson conundrum? Because it's a question that a lot of FPL managers are going to be asking themselves.
There wasn't a lot in it in seasons gone by when Van Dijk was fit and available. There wasn't masses in it between Trent and Robertson. So I did a video the other day, and I can't remember who was talking. It's a video that's coming out shortly, which I did with Nim Freya.
Oh, cool, okay.
And in it, we talk about some of these players. And I was saying that for me, the conversation isn't just a conversation about do I go Trent or do I go Robertson. It's about do I go Trent, do I go Robertson. And that extra 0.5 million, who does it buy me?
Yeah.
Because it's that who does it buy me that makes such a difference. Because if that 0.5 is taking you from, say, Callum Wilson to Dominic Calvert-Lewin in the first few weeks... then it might be worth it because Calvert-Lewin's got amazing fixtures and Callum Wilson doesn't have that great fixtures. So
okay.
I think the conversation is more than just about the difference between Robbo and Trent. It's about what you do with the 0.5.
Okay.
I think there is value in Robertson over Trent.
Okay, all right. I must admit, as a Liverpool fan, obviously you'd expect me to be watching all of the inside training videos. Liverpool currently in France on a training camp, but we're in Austria a couple of weeks before and there's a lot of videos of players coming to the fore. And I have to say... couple of things from an FPL perspective that I've picked up on.
Is Trent fully fit, by the way?
Trent is absolutely fully fit and he's training. And not only is he looking fully fit, he's looking as if he's bulked up a little bit. He's looking, I don't know, he just looks taller. He looks powerful.
Determined. Just signed a new contract.
Yeah, he's just agreed a new contract. I have to say, and Robbo is only just appearing in some of the training videos because, of course,
Scotland.
He played in the Euros a little bit, so he's only just joined the camp. So have to wait and see what Robbo looks like. You know what you're going to get with Robbo, right? He's obviously a good value at 7 million. But I have to say, Trent is looking like he's on one. He is looking fit. He's looking powerful. He's looking, you know... There's a lot of, obviously, the inside training videos, there's a lot of kind of larking about, and it's great to see Van Dijk and Gomez back, of course it is, yeah. And there's a bit of larking about between those two. Trent doesn't often get involved with the larking about. He looks so focused, Trent, honestly.
Okay.
So focused. I mean, I will talk about my draft later on. I am absolutely having Trent game week one. Absolutely. I'm going nowhere near anybody else. If you want to have them both, that is a completely different podcast, right? But Trent... is in my team, has been in every draft so far this season, and the more I see of him in pre-season, the more I want him in my draft. So, not saying don't have Robertson, but Trent is looking absolutely peak at the minute. A couple of other just interesting bits of information. A lot is being made on Liverpool Twitter and in some of these videos about Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain playing in the 9 position, playing in the Firmino position. Now, Firmino has gone quite late into Copa America, right? And I think a lot of FPL managers are saying, well, Jota's going to play there, right? Or Salah will play there. It looks as if Klopp is trying to mould Oxlade-Chamberlain.
Baby's due.
Ox's baby is due, I get that. But I'm not saying get him in FPL, I'm just saying...
Baby watch has begun.
Bookmark this when he's top scoring game week one in FPL. Because I think Ox is going to start...
He's feeling all right.
It would not surprise me at all... if our front three for Norwich is Mane, Ox and Salah, it would not surprise me
Shut
at all.
Up.
It would not surprise
Oxlade
me at all.
Oxlade-Chamberlain playing up front.
He is absolutely being crafted into that position. It's just what I'm seeing and hearing, right? Equally, Jota is looking good back in training, looking fit and healthy, looking happy. Keita looking very good as well. Minamino looking very good. I know they're just training videos, guys, but this is just what I'm picking up. Ox, FPL... game week one, top scorer. You heard it here first.
You right, love to be saying about Dele Alli. What's wrong with you?
There we go. The Ox is back. Guys are saying, no way, lol. Dread FPL, hashtag baby watch. Will is saying, who takes over from Wijnaldum? Well, Kate is looking very good in pre-season. Edin Parker is saying, Jota. John is saying, Ox Bolake starting WTF. Yeah, listen, don't get him in FPL, guys, but Ox looks all right, and he's being crafted into a false nine.
Why don't you just go and buy one?
I could do.
Just buy an actual number 9.
Well, we haven't got the money that, you know, City have got and Chelsea have got, for example. So
you
we can't
need
just do
million,
that.
Do you?
Let's just have a quick chat about. Oh no, I want to go to here. Let's talk about our patron for this year. So, guys, we've been looking at our patron supporters' drafts. But that is not the only thing that you will get as part of being in our Patreon. So patreon.com/FPL family. If you want to come and just interact with us on a different level, if you want to just come and say, Hayley and Sam, thanks for all the work that you put into the live streams, all the work you do on the FPL show, etc., etc., then we'd love for you to come and support us over on Patreon this year. As we did have last year, we've got three tiers. The Ohana tier at $3, Manager of the Month, which is the most popular tier, in at $5, and then the Zoom tier in at $10. In the Ohana tier, you get access to our Slack community. We have a whole chat forum going on with lots of different threads going on. And we have all of our patrons in there talking FPL 24/7. Our Manager of the Month tier is the same. Oh, I should mention, we have an Ohana podcast, don't we? We have a bonus Ohana podcast that comes out every Friday where we look ahead to what's about to happen that weekend in FPL. So at the Ohana tier, you're going to get the podcast and the Slack chat. Then at the Manager of the Month tier, you'll get that. Also, you'll get entry into our monthly competition. So we have a monthly Manager of the Month competition. You send me your team ID, I track it offline, and we have prizes for our Manager of the Month every single month. Now, if you're in the UK, you will get prizes like you can see on the wall here from Just UK. You'll get prizes like the signed Spurs. What is that? That's like a street sign there, or there's like signed. Probably can't see that over there.
You can see this one better.
The Champions of Europe one from a couple of years ago.
What's wrong with you, man?
Maybe I'll later. Okay, well, maybe I'll open the camera up a little bit more later on. But for now,
I'll bring it down a bit.
You can see the Champions of Europe one here, and I've got some examples of some of the other prizes that our Manager of the Month winners have won in the past. So you'll get entered into our competition if you want to come and take part in that. $5 a month. Really, really good fun. And of course, every time we do a live stream, which is every Sunday, we'll talk about who's top of the league, who's doing well, etc., etc. And if you want to go all in, if you want to go for the Zoom tier at $10 a month, you get all the stuff that we just mentioned, the podcast, the Slack chat, the Manager Month competition, the potential to win prizes. But you also get two one-to-one chats with either Sam or I over the course of the season. And the Zoom chat is live, guys. So if you're a Zoom tier patron supporter, or if you want to become a Zoom tier patron supporter, you can have one of your calls pre-season. If you want to talk to us about your Game Week 1 draft, one-to-one on Zoom, and I won't mention Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain, then you absolutely can do that. So go check it out, patreon.com/FPL family. All the links are in the description below. If you want to come and join us at the Ohana tier to just get a bit of basic access to the podcast and the Slack chat, that's absolutely cool. And if you want to ramp it up, take part in the competitions, or meet us one-to-one and have specific calls about your team. Maybe you get to game week 4 or 5, Kane's gone to City and you want a wild card. That's the time you want to maybe invoke your Zoom call. That's when your team needs the TLC from FPL Family. And by the way, we absolutely love doing those calls with the community.
Oh, we do. They're so great.
Absolutely love doing the calls. They are brilliant. So guys, if you want to go check us out on patreon.com/FPL family this summer, ready for the new season, we would love you to do that. So go check out all the links in the description below. So there we go. Patreon.com/F... I've only just noticed that. That's Grealish in a Villa shirt.
Well, I wasn't expecting...
You're going to have to change that if he goes.
I mean, when I made that...
And by the way, Rashford's injured as well.
Yeah, but Rashford's not going to be injured for the whole season, so I'm not worried about that. But I made that graphic thinking we needed new graphics.
Well, there we go. You need to maybe rethink your graphics again. There we go. And this is what's happened with the previous winners as well. We've had, there's the lovely Bryce Law in the top right-hand corner. And we've had loads of other winners as well. We've had signed Kane shirts, signed Arsenal shirts, signed Loudrop shirts. So our sponsors, Kicking the Balls with two S's, kickingtheballs.com. Again, links in the description below. They supply all of our prizes for the UK winners, and if you're outside of the UK, then you win a replica shirt of your choosing. So if you want a Man United shirt, Liverpool shirt, Spurs shirt, I don't know, Celtic shirt, Barcelona shirt, whatever it is you want, we can sort that out for you as a non-UK Manager of the Month winner. So there we go, guys. If you want to go and check us out, we'd love for you to go and do that. Let's go, Sam, very quickly to one more. Let's go to one more Patreon supporter draft, and I want to talk about Aman Meghani's team. So here's Aman's again. No Bruno in here, no Bruno, but he does have Greenwood, he does have Son, and in particular, I would like your thoughts on Emile Smith Rowe and Dominic Calvert-Lewin. So I'm seeing these guys in a lot of drafts alongside Ollie Watkins, who seems to be a pretty much a staple in a lot of drafts so far this season. Talk to me about Smith Rowe and Calvert-Lewin, in particular Smith Rowe, coming in at 5.5. A lot of, I would say, pre-season hype, but I think the hype is real, right? He's playing very, very well in pre-season. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, I agree. I think the hype is real.
Very good fifth midfielder option, I think, if that's the route you want to go.
Yes, but also potential to be the fourth midfielder option
possibly.
As well.
Yeah, possibly.
Because I think he's one of those players that's going to play week in, week out for Arsenal. I can't see that he's going to get... I mean, there's obviously going to be some rotation there, but I don't think there's going to be loads of rotation there. So I think he's fairly safe. I think he looks like a bit of a no-brainer at that price point.
No-brainer? I don't know if I put him in that bracket, but at 5-5, he's pretty good value. Especially if he plays 10... If he plays slightly off the striker.
I think he's going to be great this season. I really do. And that's me.
And they're probably not going to sign Odegaard, I don't think. Odegaard's gone back. It's kind of been discussed,
isn't
it? So maybe. And if they sign Odegaard, makes it a little bit more difficult potentially. Because I would like Smith Rowe to be in that 10. Because I think he can do damage there.
I agree. I mean, I think he looks good. I also like Saka. So
Saka looks good at 6-5
speaking,
as well.
I think there's some decent options from Arsenal.
Let's talk about Calvert-Lewin in just a second, but I have missed a super chat. Thank you, FPL Geordie, for saying a super chat from the Smiths 1986, which actually is Azzy in disguise. So Azzy with the new handle this year, the Smiths 1986. Hey, Azzy, how are we doing? QPR 3, Leicester 3 today. Dakar, the new boy for Leicester, was apparently unplayable for Leicester.
He's interesting, isn't he? Because is he going to... How much game time is he going to get?
Well, the question is he or Iheanacho going to be in the FPL drafts? That's the interesting question. I think either
both
over
risky,
Vardy, potentially.
Both risky.
Let me ask you this question, Sam. Shakalaka Mekaleka.
Oh, yes. Shakalaka's back.
I've been practicing that over the summer.
Shakalaka
says, thank you for the super chat. Klopp trying to mitigate the AFCON impact of missing Salah, Mane and Keita and Nabilad. Ox has to get the minutes before that, crucial for the experiment. So there's a really nice insight into what I was talking about with the Ox experiment, is that when the AFCON kicks in halfway through the season, Salah, Mane and Keita all got to disappear. That is the time at which someone like Ox is going to have to step up.
I'm telling you, but I hope you're winning the league by then, because with them going...
It's going to be hard, isn't it? It's going to be hard. Any more thoughts on Aman's draft? Let's have a look at Calvert-Lewin. Obviously at 8 million, very popular, especially with the Everton fixtures looking amazing coming into the new season. Is he in your draft? We're going to look at your draft in a sec. Calvert-Lewin, he's in there.
Hasn't left.
Yeah, I've seen him in a lot of drafts. Now, 8 million, looking like good value. What do you think the effect of Benitez coming in is going to be on the way that they play, and in particular Dominic Calvert-Lewin?
I think he'll be really positive for Calvert-Lewin. It most likely mean a slight change of position for Richarlison when he comes back from the Olympics. Yeah. It will mean probably he plays in a slightly different position, but I think that bodes well for Calvert-Lewin. I think what Benitez does, and I did a lot of reading about Benitez and when I did the Everton deep dive, when I did my new manager video, and a lot of the stuff about him was about how he likes to drill players, and so players without egos tend to develop really well under him. And I think Calvert-Lewin will be exactly the sort of player that goes strength to strength under Benitez. I think it will really benefit him.
Interesting. All right. Well, Aman is in tonight. Aman is in the live chat. How are we doing, Aman? He says Perrault, who he's got in the Saints new boy at the back there, very attacking fullback. I don't know much about Perrault, actually, so I'm willing to learn. Very attacking fullback. 7 assists, 3 goals in League One and last season, has good rotation with his other defenders. So, again, I like the fact you're looking at rotating defenders. Very much a popular strategy and a worthwhile strategy in FPL, especially from the off. Don't know much about Perrault, I'll be honest with you, but Aman is saying a reasonably attacking defender. What are we saying?
I'm really worried about Southampton this year.
Oh, yeah, I am a bit as well.
I think... when Danny Ings comes out and says, I don't want to sign a new contract because I want to go. I mean, where's it going? Because no one's coming for him.
Well,
but when your main man says that, I think it's a problem. Plus, I don't really think they know where they are. I mean, all that
rotation... They had a shocking end to last season, but they didn't win a game for ages.
All that rotation of keepers, that's not a good thing.
Maybe.
I can't say I'm confident in Southampton this time around, I'm afraid.
All right. So there we go. Those are, guys, the patron supporters' drafts. So thank you, patron supporters, for sending in your drafts.
Love you, guys.
Let's talk about our drafts then. Let's talk about our drafts. Or do you want to do predictions first? What do you want to do first? Should we save our drafts? Go to predictions.
Yeah, let's do predictions.
Let's do...
I like it when the chat goes mental.
Let's do the prediction. So, chat, get ready with your predictions.
Where's
for
the
season.
Because I,
I've got, Sam, I've got it all set up. I'm prepared here. I'm prepared.
Are you?
Yes, I'm prepared. And you will be surprised to hear, or maybe not, that I've got the very... Oh, dropping bits of paper now. I'm very, very technical in the way that I've set this up. I've got a piece of paper that
we've
says...
We've run out of cards, haven't we?
We've run out of FPL show cards. We need to get more from the producer there when we next go in. But I've got some very, very highly technical piece of paper folded over here. It says Sam on it. And inside you will hopefully see, guys, I don't know whether you guys can see it. Let's see. I've got, on the top there, it says... Hashtag Team Sam or hashtag Team Lee.
Oh, am I going to back
Which
myself?
Basically is, do you back yourself this season or not? That's
always,
what that's all about.
Back
and then at the bottom, it's got, who do you think is going to be first? So champions of the Premier League. Who's going to be second to fourth? Who's going to be 18 to 20th? I want to hear about Golden Boot. And then I want top scoring defender, top scoring midfielder, and top scoring forward.
Get ready, mods.
So
it's
guys,
go mental.
Mods, chat, get ready. When I ask for your opinions on these categories, what you think. And I'm expecting a lot of hashtag Team Lees. Otherwise, I am done here.
Where's the community
There's
ones?
Yours.
I'll write them down at the same time. When
yes, when I will need your help writing those down. By the way, guys, when we did this last season, it was utter carnage in the chat. And that is what I want, again, for us this evening. Utter carnage. There's the community. I've got one for myself as well. Here it is, just to show we're all fair here. We've got Lee and we've got this exactly the same... piece of paper here, and then when we're done, we're going to put it in this mail.
It's like a time capsule.
This is so crap, FPL family. Do you know what? All of the other YouTubers have proper stepped up. Have you seen The Wire? They've got all new graphics, all new intros.
Well, they've got new graphics.
They're looking amazing, The Wire. And have you seen the FPL fan show with Prince and the guys over there?
We're getting a new chair.
Got a new sofa. They've got all these new... But looks amazing. What have we got? I've scribbled on a bloody post-it note here. Ridiculous.
We're getting a new chair.
We are thinking about getting a
new... We're not here for the look of it. Because we're carnage.
It's not here for the FPL content. I'd say, no. They're going in the FPL family.
There's a lot of Sams.
The vault. I have not... stop chat. I've not asked yet. The vault, now I'm going to call it, which is the pre-season
the
predictions. And of course, we're going to seal that. And we're going to keep it until the Game Week 38 live stream where we will reveal... our pre-season predictions. But Sam, what we've got to do is, what do? We want to do...
Let them live. Go on, because they're going anyway.
Right, chat, it is over to you. In fact, why don't we do it at the same time? Chat, it is over to you.
Are you backing yourself?
Feels like a quiz, this, doesn't it? Feels like a quiz. I'm going to move the laptop. Am I backing myself? Is that the first one you want to do?
Yeah.
You've already ticked the box. You've done it already. Unbelievable. Right, chat, here we go. I can already see some of the chat going Team Sam or Team Lee.
Go on,
what I
Team
love
Sam, Team
from
Lee.
FPL Focus is hashtag Team Bonfield. That is proper fence sitting FPL Focus. Right, chat, what
Three,
are we saying?
3, 2, 1.
Hashtag Team Lee or hashtag Team Sam for the season. Now, before you vote, Sam has won the last 4 seasons in a row and I've not even been able to touch her in terms of the rank that she's got. But let's see.
Just
and
in
then
general, you know,
once the chat
me.
Goes mental, we are then going to see. I'll take a consensus. Let's
Oh, there's
see.
A lot of Lees there.
Luke is in. He's saying this is a shambles. Thank you, Luke. This
always,
is this is what we strive for in FPL family. Team Lee. Team Sam. Team Sam. Team Sam. There's a lot of team. There is more Team Lees than I thought. But as a whole, look at that. Tips is Team Lee. Yes, Harry.
What?
Get
Harry?
In there. Come on,
I'm
Tips.
Not drinking with you next week.
Tips is Team Lee. Dylan's in. Team Sam.
Of course he is. Josh.
There we go. Let's see. Josh is Team Sam. Of course, course he is. Josh. Every year. Always
right,
Team Sam.
Right. Finley Badder's got the mod vote.
Geordie is in Team Lee. Yes, Geordie. Brian Springer. Team Sam. This is not your year from Brian Springer. Oh, yes, Brian. Some shots fired. Not an FPL expert. Team Lee. Stealth Panda Cans. Team Lee.
But I think you'll find I'll win the mod vote.
Oh, Josh. Joe Finley Badder. Team Sam. Andrew Yee, Team Sam, it is inevitable. Like Thanos, you are inevitable. Ali is saying, too, this is split. I'm telling you, this is split. And then there's some much more sensible Team Sams, Dread FPL, Team Sam, Team Lee, Stealth Panda. This is hard to call. This is hard to call. I'm going to say...
Well, we can just put that they're split.
There's a lot of Team Sams within the moderators. There's a lot of Team Lees coming in. I'm telling you, there's a lot of Team Lees. The community are backing
me. They think that you're going to come up.
The community, Sam, are backing
Rise
Team Lee.
Rise from the dead. Are you like Voldemort?
It's like a... Bloody Voldemort. There's a lot of... There's a lot of Team Sams coming in now, though. There's a lot of team league. The team are saying team league. The community. Guys, I don't know where.
To see you fail
I'm
again.
Not really sure where this faith has come from, but there's a lot of team leads coming in. So the community.
All right, we'll put league.
Saying.
I'm disappointed in you, all, to be quite honest. I don't know where you've got this idea that Lee's going to be
vote.
Good for.
And sorry, Ross, I'm going to use the mind game, but another plug for the book. Going to lean on the book. And I'm going to say, here's what I'm going to say.
No, you've got to show me.
Of course I'm not. We're going to reveal this at the end. This is game week 38 reveals.
That's because you're going to put Sam, because you know you're going to lose.
I'm not going to say that. Right. Let's see. That is done,
you've
guys.
You've blatantly gone Team
that
Sam.
Is done.
Because you know.
Team Lee. Right. Champions, guys. Champions. Who are going to be Premier League champions this season? Write it down. I'm going to write it down. Sam's going to write it down.
I'm going rogue.
You're going rogue. It's not going to be Spurs. I'm going to put...
I'm not going Spurs. Christ.
And as we're writing it down, guys, get in the chat. Let us know who you think are going to be Premier League champions for this season. I'm going to write it down.
Right, I'm watching them.
And I'm going to write...
United, City, Leicester. City, United, City, Liverpool, right. Chelsea, City. Yeah. Oh my God, it's gone
okay.
mad.
That's all right. Let's see. Have you written yours down?
Yeah.
I've written mine down. There's a lot of cities. There's a lot of Chelsea.
Chelsea and City.
Chelsea this is good.
Couple Tips of United.
Tips is in absolutely going Chelsea.
Finney Balor's put
absolutely
Watford, I'm sure.
Chelsea, loving that. The chat is going crazy.
Do you know what? It's the Manchester this. Clubs a lot and Chelsea.
It is.
Watford, there he is, look. Finley Balor.
Watford, yes. Go on, Finley Balor. Watford.
Oh, look at
lot
those
of Chelsea's.
Chelsea's.
A lot of Chelsea in there and a lot of City.
Leeds.
A lot of Chelsea, Sam.
That is a lot of Chelsea.
Goodness me.
Norwich. Not if they sell Cantwell.
Louvagan is saying Chelsea, if they sign Haaland, that will be a game
this
changer.
There's
about
a
it.
Lot of Chelsea. There's a lot
Martin
of City.
Martin King is in saying Watford. Loving that. There we go.
Arsenal.
That's a lot of Chelsea, Sam.
I think that's Chelsea, you know.
We've got a Burnley in there. It's a rogue.
Newcastle.
Sean Dyche is in tonight.
Geordie.
Welcome, Sean. How are you doing? There's a lot of Chelsea. Sam, I think you've got
I
the right
think we've
Chelsea.
Got to put Chelsea.
I think you've got the right Chelsea. The community, you guys, and there's, you know, honourable mention for Man City, no doubt about it.
Honourable mention for Finley Balor.
There is a hell of a lot of Chelsea going on this live stream, this live chat, and I think we should write Chelsea down.
I've written
there
Chelsea.
We go.
Right.
Let's talk now about second to fourth, guys. Second to fourth. So
there's a Spurs in there. Who's done that?
In FPL, in typical FPL fashion, I would just like, so if you think it's Liverpool, City, Man United, just go Liv, Mum, MCI. You know, mm-hmm. use the FPL abbreviations. And let's go for second to fourth, Sam. What are you saying about second to fourth?
I've just ignored you. I've written the whole word.
You've not followed instructions, and you've not gone for the FPL abbreviations. So, guys, get in the chat. Let us know who you think are going to be the top four. So, you've already decided Chelsea are going to be champions. That is what you guys are saying as a community. Chelsea. Absolutely getting the backing of you guys. Unbelievable. I love it. I really, really love it. Let's see what you guys are saying between second and fourth. I'm seeing a lot of Man City, Man United, Liverpool. I think that is going to be popular. Liverpool, Man United, Chelsea. City, United, Chelsea. Yeah. United, Spurs, Chelsea.
What?
City, Liverpool, Man United. Joe's in again. City, Liverpool, Man United.
That's because Watford are winning.
Seeing a lot of this, guys. Chelsea, Man United, Liverpool. So I'm seeing a lot of City, obviously. Seeing a lot of Man United, obviously. And I'm seeing a lot of Liverpool, obviously. I'm just scanning the chat to see whether there is anybody that could disrupt that. Because I'm not seeing it. Leicester City will be champions. Matt and Luca are saying, goodness me, that's a serious shout. Serious shout.
They've done that once.
Let's see. City, Liverpool... There is a couple of Spurs in there. Don't get me wrong. There's a couple of Spurs in there. But
we're not going to finish in the top four.
But, Sam, overwhelmingly, given that you've already gone, guys, for Chelsea as champions, I think Liverpool, City and Man United, and I'm seeing a lot of City first, and then I'm seeing some United, then I'm seeing Liverpool. So,
City, United, Liverpool, in that order, please, Sam.
Let's move on to 18th to 20th, guys. So who is going to be relegated
in
this
the
season?
Order.
Yes, I would like 18th first, then 19th, then 20th is what I would like. So who do you think is going to be 18th, 19th and 20th? And again, you feel free in the chat to use the FPL abbreviations if you want to just write... NOR for Norwich. Not that you should write Norwich if you don't think they're going to go down. But they're thinking about selling Todd Cantwell today, I saw, and that's their last remaining decent player.
You've got already
the three that are going down. Interesting. Okay, interesting. I'm going to go for... I don't think it's as clear-cut in 18th. I don't think it's as clear-cut.
I've relegated some big teams, by the way.
Have you?
Yeah.
So I'm seeing some Southampton in here, and I'm seeing some Brentford and some Palace. I'm seeing some Norwich.
Who said Spurs?
I'm seeing some Spurs, which I absolutely adore, by the way.
Shut up.
What are we saying? We're saying Southampton, Crystal Palace, Norwich. Okay.
No,
yes.
I don't see...
Southampton. I'm seeing some Southampton in here.
Yeah.
Burnley, Brighton, Norwich. Watford, Norwich, Brentford.
No, not Watford. No way.
You think not Watford got enough to stay up, do you?
I think there is top half better from Watford.
Johnny Jossin's in just in capital saying Spurs relegated.
I think Watford will make the conference next year. There's a shout for you.
You think what?
Watford. They make the conference next year.
They make European Conference League?
Yep.
You are absolutely mental.
They'll be seventh, Watford.
Absolutely mental.
They got the defence to do that.
You've gone bonkers. Yeah, I saw you bigging up Sierra on an official FPL thing, and Twitter went mad for that. They're like, what is she smoking, Sierra? Tips is in here saying Southampton, Palace, Norwich. Brighton in there. Goodness me, Brighton. Well, they're selling all their decent defenders and actually looking a bit shaky in terms of defensive injuries. Geordie is just... FPL Geordie's in saying Newcastle. Goodness me. Shakalaka's in Saints. I'm seeing a lot of Saints, Sam. I'm seeing a lot of Saints. Right. So... Joe Finley Badders just said in capital letters, Sam, calm down to your Norwich show.
I've got a lot of feeling about Watford this time round. I think they're going to surprise everyone.
Would you like to put Southampton in 18th, please?
I already did.
I'm seeing a lot of Southampton. I agree with Will Gregor, not Brighton. I'm seeing a few Brighton, but not enough. Not enough. I'm sad to say...
You said a lot of Norwich.
A lot of Norwich, I think.
20th?
Yes. I think so.
There seems to be more Norwich than anybody else.
And I'm seeing a lot of either Brentford or Palace.
Shall we put them both?
I think we have to choose. And I'm just seeing a last few here and they're saying Brentford. I think Brentford. I think you've got to go Southampton, Brentford, Norwich.
Wow. Okay.
That is what you guys are saying. And I'm going to write mine down as well. I'm not entirely agreeing with that, but I've got a couple there that might... not shock you. Okay, right, let's move on. Golden Boot, Sam. Who are you writing down for the Golden Boot? Who's going to be top scorer in the league? It's nothing about FPL points. This is about who is going to score the most goals. If you think that's going to be a midfielder, put a midfielder. If you think it's going to be a forward, put a forward. Who is going to score the most goals in the Premier League this year? Get in the chat and write it, please. Have you written yours down already?
Yeah.
Goodness me. Already written it.
Oof. Right, Salah, Kane.
A lot of Salahs.
Salah, Kane, Salah, Kane,
Salah. Bamford, like it. Kane. Like it. Haaland. From Brian Springer. Haaland coming
well,
we
into did have Messi last year, didn't we?
We did, to be fair. Tips is saying Kai Havertz. I'm fancying him to have a good season. But
Salah and Kane, look, these two are all over it.
Salah, Kane, Johnny Jocelyn with the Timo Werner. Interesting.
Is that Joe Linton just gone through?
Joe Linton, oh my God.
A
Joe Linton. Nicola Pepe, come on, get out of here, guys. Get out of here. Jota, love that, Nick. Loving Jota. Nice shout.
Zaha!
A lot of Salahs. I think we move on here, Sam, quite quickly because I'm seeing a hell of a lot of Mo Salah.
Is he going to be running down the wing? The Egyptian
I think that's where
king.
You need to go.
Right, done.
And I am going to write one of the two popular picks. I'm going to go, here we go. Right, let's go for now. FPL defenders, guys. So who is your top scoring FPL defender?
How do you spell Serauta?
So this is nothing to do with, obviously, goals or assists or anything. Well, it has something to do with goals and assists, but it's to do with FPL points. Which FPL defender do you think will score the most FPL points this season? Get into the chat. Let me know what you are saying.
I think this one's much harder.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay. I think it's hard as well, by the way. I don't think it's that straightforward.
Because I don't think it's necessarily a Liverpool defender.
Do you?
No.
Interesting. So the guys are saying there's a lot of Trents. There's a Luke Shaw in there. There's a couple of Robertsons, but there is a hell of a lot of Trents going on. Chilwell, nice shout tips.
I like it.
Wow, interesting. There's FPL Focus in with the Diaz. I think
Diaz has got more potential.
Craig is in with the Firpo, which I love, by the way. What an assist for Bamford yesterday. The Leeds fullback, who looks very attacking.
You've got to pay
very,
0.5
very nice.
More for him, though, than
you
all
have
the
got
others.
To pay 0.5 more. You've got to pay 5 million for him, but he did look tasty, no doubt about it. But there is a lot of Trents in there. There's the odd Chilwell, there's the odd Robertson, there's the odd Cancelo. But I think you need to write down Trent, Sam, for the FPL top scoring defender. Now let's move to midfielder, guys. So who do you think is going to be the top scoring FPL midfielder? Again, not this is not Golden Boot, this is FPL points. Who is going to score the most points in FPL this season? Let's go. Who are we going to write down? Let's see. I've just changed my mind. I've written somebody. I'm going to change my mind.
Mane, Salah, KDB.
Jadon Sancho. A lot of Jadon Sancho's in there. Kante, like that.
There's a couple of Havertz in there. A
couple of Kai Havertz. Interesting. I think he's going to have a good season. KDB in there. Interesting to see whether he'll be on penalties if Harry Kane arrives.
Son. There's a few Sons in there.
Dylan Lovin and N'Golo Kante. I'm not sure he'd have him down as a FPL asset.
Gosh, this is harder because this is much tighter.
There's a few Brunos.
There's not as many Brunos in there, is
there? Dele Alli in there, nice. Mane in there, some few Mane, some KDB, some Sanchos.
There's not as many Brunos as I thought there'd be.
As many Brunos as I thought either. Sigurdsson, let's not talk about that. Dele Alli is in there. There's a lot of Brunos.
Not as many as I thought. I thought he'd overwhelm that.
It's quite tricky to choose here between in the chat between Salah and Bruno. This is quite hard.
Should we just write them both? We did that last year when they're really split.
I want to pick one though. I want to pick one. Right, Mahrez, next person I look at, let's see. Salah. I've chosen Salah. Do you want to write Salah? Salah stroke Bruno.
I think we have to write them both because that's very split.
It's very split. There's a lot of Brunos in the chat, guys. I appreciate that.
I'll put Salah slash Bruno.
Slash Bruno. Okay, we've gone for a slash there.
There's a lot of Mane's.
We've gone for a slash there. That's a terrible turn of phrase. There's quite a few Mane's in there, by the way.
There's a lot of Mane's in there. I was just looking at that. There's a lot of Mane's.
Let's go to forwards then, guys. Let's talk about your FPL forward. Now, this I think this is tricky because there's a... I'm not going to say a dearth of forwards, but there's fewer forwards to pick from, I think, in FPL this season. So let us know who you think is going to be top
Buendia.
FPL point scorer. If you Buendia is still hanging around from the midfielder chat, top FPL point scoring midfielder. Let's go. Let's see in the chat who you are going to go for.
Vardy, Watkins, Kane, forward.
Let's see
Pukki.
That. Cavani.
Kane.
Couple of Kane's in there. Aubameyang. Interesting.
Nacho. Kane.
Che Adams from Will Gregor. Look at that.
Werner. All my life. Oh, it moves so fast I can't keep up.
It is moving fast. Kane in there featuring pretty heavily. There's a few Aubameyangs in there. Interesting to see.
It's interesting because I haven't even thought about owning Aubameyang.
Leon Bailey. Nice signing, I think. Very nice signing.
There's a couple of Werners in there.
Yeah, let's see.
Werner. Bamford.
I think it is Harry Kane. But I think
there's a nod to Werner.
So I'm going to write down who I think.
There's a couple of Messi's flying around.
There's a couple of Bamfords as well. I think for the community, you need to write Kane, brackets, Werner.
Okay.
Because there's definitely a shout for Werner. There's a few of you getting a bit of love there for Werner. He's getting a bit of love. There's also a few Aubameyangs as well. If you want to write Alba. No, let's not go there. Overwhelmingly, I think it's Kane. There's a hell of you, a lot of you thinking Kane.
I still can't believe they've all got mental anyway. They're very team league.
Definitely in there. So there we go. That is, the predictions, guys, from Sam and I and from you guys as a community. Let's get what I'm calling the vault. Here we go. This is the FPL family vault, as you guys can see.
I would absolutely love it if you had folded the paper the wrong size.
It should be the right size. Otherwise, I have to get a new vault. Shove it in there. There we go. Right. What's this? This is the FPL family community. These are your predictions, guys, based on what we have seen in the chat. Let's just review them. You guys are saying Team Lee.
Weirdos.
You're saying Chelsea for champions. You're saying City second, United third, Liverpool fourth. You're saying Southampton, Brentford and Norwich to go down in that order. You're saying Salah for Golden Boot. You're saying Trent for top FPL scoring defender. You're saying Salah slash Bruno. You couldn't be split in the midfield there. And you're saying Kane, brackets, Werner. What's the difference between a slash and a brackets?
Well, Salah Bruno was very close. Whereas Kane won it, but there was an honourable mention for Werner.
Honourable mention for Werner. So
are we
going to
remember that in 38 weeks' time?
No,
or should I write that down?
No, of course we're not. But we're putting it in the vault. We're putting it in the vault, ready to be... Oh, God, this vault not big enough. There we go. And here are Sam's predictions.
Tell you what, we've got
this
to get better.
So high tech.
We've got like 2 weeks. We've got to get better at these live stream business.
This is why Andy's got 200,000 followers and we haven't. Because he's gone all high tech and we've got... couple of bits of paper.
You've got to stick that over the thing now.
There
look,
we go, guys.
It doesn't even say the season anymore because you stuck that label over it. It's in the wrong pen now.
FPL Family 21-22 pre-season predictions in the bag. We will get those out again on our Game Week 38 live stream and we will find out what we thought at the beginning of the season. We'll find out whether your faith in hashtag Team Lee...
It will not be.
He's found it. That's no. what I love. That's
where's
my favourite moment.
Trophy?
My favourite moment of
the season.
That's
right. It's got your
so
name
far.
On it now. You've won it that many times.
Favourite moment of the season so far. Sam, we are already been on for an hour and 20 minutes and we haven't even talked about our draft. So I want you to talk through your latest draft, please. This is how your draft is looking. And as you guys can see, there's the draft in the middle. But also, there are some players, the top three defenders, midfielders and forwards that are on your watch list. Players that you've tinkered in and out over the course of the last few weeks. Talk to me through what you're thinking and also want a bit of a nod to the watch list. What are we saying about this team?
It's got a million in the bank.
Has it? Okay, that's interesting.
So that's the first thing to
say.
That's
interesting.
There's triple Watford in there.
That's the first thing to call out, yes. So you've got the two keepers and you've got Ismaël Assar. Now, I'll talk about Assar in a second, but you're expecting... Well, tons of clean sheets, presumably, from Watford this season with Buckman in there.
So basically, I like the idea of having two keepers that guarantee you a starter at 8.5.
Okay.
Because it saves you budget. And defensively, Watford were really solid last season. So there is a lot of rhetoric around at the moment about maybe Buckman might be going abroad. And if that happens, of course, that throws this whole thing up in the air again. But... At the moment, I quite like that, but I do really like... So, Ollie Gunnar Solskjaer talking about Hendo as first choice does make me kind of ponder on, do I just go there instead of Shaw? That, because there's a lot of defenders I fancy. So, do I actually just go with the keeper at United and then have that spot extra free in defence?
Joe's comment in the tea has gone, air and the spare, which is your favourite... Crap, FPL.
I love the air and the spare phrase.
The air and the spare, which is when you have a 4.5 keeper or you have a main keeper and you have a bit of a burner spot in at the 4 million and you usually have the backup at the same club that you've picked the first goalkeeper from. But that's just a strategy. A lot of you guys will have a strategy where you are rotating 4.5 keepers. Absolutely a good strategy as well. But you like this air and spare.
I do like I do like rotating pairs, and for my first two drafts, I did have rotating keepers. But I do really like the idea of having that extra 0.5. I think I can spend that money quite well.
Okay.
The defence has changed quite a lot, actually. So I've got Leicester and West Ham, because they rotate quite nicely. So I can go between the two of those with Fofana and Soufal. So I think they work quite nicely together. Robertson over Trent at the moment, but I do have the money to go Trent instead.
Okay.
I'm a little bit concerned about Jota, hence taking him out and going at the moment with just the two Liverpool, but I do quite like the idea of triple Liverpool.
Okay, so talk to me about the midfield watch list then. So you mentioned Jota there.
Mm.
As he's getting a lot of attention in the chat, no Spurs in this team. No Spurs, but Son on the watch list. So what are you thinking?
But also Dele Alli is very much on the watch list. But you asked me for three. I think so. In terms of pre-season, I can see myself wanting a Spurs player in there, particularly if we continue as we have been in pre-season.
Sure.
But I do think it's Dele Alli that I do want. And I know that you think I've gone mental, but I really genuinely am on it this year. I think he's looking really, really good. Now, he can take Saar's spot. So my kind of thinking was I could have Saar for game week one and then move to Dele Alli after that Man City game for game week two when we got three really nice fixtures to play in 2, 3 and 4. So I think that might happen. I just can't get past Salah and Bruno, and I think I'll really regret going without one of them. So I'm going to start with both, knowing that I've got an opportunity to take Bruno down to Sancho if that's what happens. I can't, it's going to be very hard to go the other way, but we can do it that way. And also knowing I can go to Son from either of them if I should need to.
Tell me about Ivan Toney then, 6.5, very popular in FPL pre-season, and with good reason, right? So 30-odd goals last season for Brentford. Has already come out in the press on the Brentford Twitter talking about the fact that he's got, you know, a target, a goals target. And I think the guy that was asking the question said, you know, what are we, you got 15, 16? He went, no, you know, more like, you know, 17, 18. So he's obviously got in his mind, he does back himself, Ivan Toney, which I do like. And obviously he's got some of those creative players around him, like in Brumo and like Canos and players like that. So I like Ivan Toney at 6.5. You obviously do as well. You're going to start with him.
Yeah, because I think, you know, they've got the opening fixture of the Premier League as well, and that always throws up something mental. Opening fixture always does every year.
Yeah.
I just like him. I do think there's a bit of scope. So I'm currently scouting Josh King. I'll go and Watford again here.
Ooh.
I'm currently scouting Josh King because if he starts at 5.5, if he starts, then he might be nice bench fodder. And that might mean I can take the Saar position up again. Because it's all about budget for me in this early part of the season. Like, the fixtures for Brentford are really tough. And one thing that really concerns me is if they do a Norwich and don't start very well, there will be a mass exodus off of Tony. And at that point, you're talking about losing value. And then it's hard to replace. And that concerns me because he's owned by so many in the game right now. Whereas with Watford, with their 10 forwards that they've got listed in the game, which is quite frankly ridiculous, Josh King moaned, didn't he, on leaving Everton about how he was promised game time and didn't get it. So you would think he's going to get game time at Watford. If he does, 5.5 sitting on the bench means I don't need to use that middle spot on Saar because I think there are other options that you could go with in the midfield. I could see myself making a change there, but I can't see me going away from Calvert-Lewin or Watkins.
Okay, David Gadd is in. He's saying, are you tempted to drop Bruno and spread the money?
No.
A lot of people, we saw that in the drafts from the patrons,
a lot of
people tempted to drop Fernandes down to Sancho or anybody else
no.
and spread that money. You
not
are quite fixed on him.
Salah and Bruno will not leave this draft.
Okay. All right. Interesting. A lot of people just saying money on the bench, Sam Harrison. A little bit expensive to have on the bench. What are you thinking about that bench?
Right. So, remember, my strategy is always to think beyond game week one. I like to plan for game week five and know that I don't then have to make mass changes because I want to hold my wild card for game week 7 or game week 13, ideally. So at that point, I'm structuring my team that I've got enough bench options to get me through between now and then. So Harrison is there because the fixtures are a bit mixed, to say the least, for Leeds. So I won't play him every week, but at 6 million, he's very lowly owned. He's not going to drop in price and he could be the difference.
Okay, all right. So no Spurs, no Manchester City either. Does the Pep roulette, if we're going to keep rolling that, does that put you off so much that you just don't want to go in there, either defensively or from a midfield perspective?
No, it doesn't. But I do think their fixtures are better from when I want to play my wild card.
Okay.
So I'm kind of thinking to myself, well, I've got time with the City stuff to see who they bring in and to work out, therefore, who is playing. Because if they make all these transfers they're talking about, we might not yet know who is starting. And so I think it's just worth, for me anyway, it's worth just waiting a little.
Okay, all right. Question from Blazy. He's saying, is Sterling an option? Looks promising at the Euros.
Is he
certainly
even
going to
be there?
Well, I think he'll be a Man City player next year, but...
Is he going to be? Because they've ruffled him around.
Well, possibly. I think that he will. My question more is, well, having gone quite late into the Euros, is he going to be available immediately in game week one?
Maybe I suspect
probably not, because he did play a lot for England, unlike the likes of Sancho, who could be available for game week one, I think. So, keep an eye on Sterling. Definitely one to have a look at. Let's have a look at my draft. So this is where I'm at for the moment. Now,
what?
I have
Harry
drawn...
Kane's in there.
Yeah, so this
playing
is...
in game week one.
So this is on the basis that Kane goes to City. And I was just thinking about, could I pull together, and this is really the thinking behind this draft, could I pull together a decent-looking team...
There. All three.
Well, could I pull together a decent-looking team with those three in it? Because that is the question that has been haunting me all summer, is if Kane goes to City, I want him. I'm not beating around the bush. He will score 30 goals for City this season. But I also want Salah, and I also want Bruno Fernandes. So how do I get those three big hitters in my team? And does my team look absolutely terrible because of having those three in the team? Now,
it doesn't.
Well, I think what I've pulled together here is something that demonstrates that there is enough value in the game that you can have those three and still have a good-looking team. And even my bench with Eiling and with Ait Nouri, who actually has been very impressive for Wolves in pre-season.
They rotate really nicely as well. Watch my rotating pairs video.
They do, absolutely. As do Leeds and Arsenal. So Ben White and Eiling would rotate pretty well as well. I've got Trent coming in there. By the way, no money in the bank here, as you'd expect. I've spoken about Smith Rowe and the value that I think you'll get from him at Arsenal this season. I've also got Henderson in goal. Now, I think I've seen a couple of bits and pieces in the press about Henderson is the one this season. Fills me with a little bit of nerves, but given there is a bit of uncertainty about Robert Sanchez's availability in game week one at Brighton, because I had Sanchez in all my drafts up until the point at which he got injured, I think. So keep an eye on that one. If you've got Sanchez in your draft, might not be available. So you've got to have a look at that. But if he's not, I think a Manchester United defender, or goalkeeper, let's say, for 5 million, if he's going to be their number one keeper, that is looking really good for me. With Rafa Varane coming in alongside Maguire and Shaw, who's going from strength to strength, United are going to be strong defensively, I predict, this season. So to have their keeper in at 5.0 looks pretty good. So the point of putting this draft together was, can you have Salah, Fernandes and Kane and still have a reasonable squad? And Trent. And still have a reasonable squad. And I think the question is yes. Now, I'd love to hear what you guys think in the comments. Get in the chat.
That
tell me what you
really
think.
That seems really surprised me.
Yeah. What I don't like about it, though, and here's the counter argument, is that it's a bit lopsided. It's a bit lopsided. So if you start talking about having Salah, Fernandes and Kane, you're not really covering a couple of key price brackets. And my summer is always about, how do I cover key FPL price brackets? And what I mean by that, for those of you that are kind of unfamiliar with that, is I think, for example, the 5.5 defender bracket is really hot. I think it's really hot. You've got Shaw, who's probably not going to play from the off, but you've got Dina and you've got a couple of other players that are in there that I think are really, really good. So I think I will want to cover the 5.5 defender bracket, and I will want to have a 5.5 defender in my team somewhere to cover that bracket. I can't do that with the three big hitters in there, just not enough money.
You can go five if you take Trent to Robbo.
I could do, but as I mentioned before, I'm absolutely having Trent in game week one without a shadow of a doubt. So
take Rafinha to Harrison.
What I've done is I've looked at the value that you can get from the 4.0s and I've got from the 4.5s. And I've got four of them. I've got Fofana, White, Eiling and Ait Nouri, all of which are reasonable looking 4.5 defenders. There's good value there in that bracket, I think. If I wanted to, I could take one of them down to a 4.0 and save myself another 0.5. But with Davis in there as my burner slot, and he very much is the burner slot, I wouldn't feel comfortable having another burner slot as a 4.0 defender. Now, if a Williams or a either Brandon or Nico comes to the fore and we do have that 4.0, but maybe one of them goes on loan somewhere, right? And all of a sudden we have a playing 4.0, then maybe one of my 4.5s goes down to a 4.0. But at the moment, that's how my team is looking with the three big hitters. I don't think I've sacrificed too much up front because I've got obviously Harry and I've got Ollie Watkins, who is, I think, going to have a good season. A lot of good feeling in the game about him at the minute. I think he's the most highly selected player. Lot of good reasons why you'd have Ollie Watkins in your team.
Do you know what?
Wouldn't take him out there.
I really like that team.
But it's the midfield that suffers. Rafinha, I think, is a good pick. Smith Rowe is a good pick.
Do you think it suffers? Because I think that looks like a really nice midfield.
Well, on any given game week, I've got to play one of my Wolves boys, haven't I? I've got to play Gibbs White. I've got to play Ait Nouri. I'm kind of putting myself in the 4-4-2 bracket a lot of times this season, aren't I? What I would do, so a lot of drafts that I've built this season that don't have Harry Kane in, because again, you rightly say, game week one is probably not going to play. So this is probably not going to be my draft in game week one, because it's probably not going to have Kane. But what I wanted to do tonight was just show you that actually you can have those three and it'd still be all right. So if I don't have Kane in game week one and I have a more balanced squad, what I will do is I will take the Wolves boys out. And instead of Ait Nouri, I will have Dina. And instead of Gibbs White, I will have either Havertz or I will cover, sorry to use that phrase again, I will cover that 7.5 to 8 million to 8.5 bracket.
And who would you have instead of Kane, Calvert-Lewin?
Or Antonio, probably. Antonio or Calvert-Lewin. One of those two. And with
Antonio,
the money,
with his hamstrings in the Europa League.
But, well, as you'll see, if you guys go and watch my West Ham deep dive video, the first four game weeks for West Ham are sensational.
They are really nice. Yeah, I mean,
and then in game week five, the fixtures turn and they play European football.
Yeah, it's really hard.
So if you have Antonio, I think he's great for 4 weeks and then you want an exit plan in game week five.
Yeah.
So if I was going to start with someone like Antonio, knowing that the Kane transfer saga is going to roll on to game week two or three, that could be my exit plan. It could be Antonio up to Kane, but then I've got to find the money to do it, right? So, but if I'm thinking about doing that,
I like it.
That's where I might go. Is I might go for a Gibbs White or I might go for an Ait Nouri or something like that. But I do want to cover. The bit that I don't like is I'm not covering my key points. I'm not being flexible enough going into game week one, which is not covering 5.5 defenders. And I'm not covering a Havertz or a Jota or a Grealish or a Mount in the midfield. I want that price point covered.
It's not the most flexible side
it's not.
In the world.
No.
But what it does give you... It's the one thing I like to try and do is have one expensive in every position, because it means you can always downgrade that one to free up some money to get somewhere else. So from that perspective, it does offer you that, but it doesn't offer you the flexibility to transfer around in those key positions that you've been talking about.
But we go all the way back to what was said right at the beginning of the live stream, which is, there is so much value in the game this year. There's so 100% much value and so many good options that if you did want a lopsided team with Salah, Fernandes and Kane, it's doable. You can do it. In previous seasons, you could not have those three. You just could not. Whereas this season, I genuinely think you can. I think you can have a draft like this. I think it's risky. I think there's some price points that you don't cover by having it. And I'm probably not going to have it in game week one. But it looks all right, doesn't it? It's not terrible. Given it's got the three in there, it's not terrible.
It's got four because it's got Trent, the most expensive defender as well.
Yeah.
It's definitely not terrible.
There we go. All right. So there's my draft. What are we thinking? Guys, get in the comments below. Love to know what you think of not just Sam's draft, but my draft. Let me know whether you are hashtag Team Sam.
Should we open the envelope again and change
Team
our mind?
Lee. Yeah. I don't want to change my mind. I'm going to stick with what I've done. Let's just have a quick chat before we go, Sam, because we've done like an hour and a half already. Goodness me, what a live stream. I'm very pleased to say, very proud to say, we are back on the FPL show this season. Back with Jules and James presenting the FPL show.
Straight after game week one.
Straight after game week one. We're going to be on the first show. So I'm really looking forward to that. Second show. And we are back on the official Fantasy Premier League podcast as well.
Hooray!
And I know that it's usually James that's on there, but I didn't want him twice on the thing, so I put Kelly on there as well. So I put Kelly on the slide. We're back
after
on the
antics in the England camp.
Dog, love
Kelly.
Kelly
was
absolutely brilliant.
Phenomenal.
Absolutely brilliant in the Euros. Fantastic. So we'll be back on the show, back on the podcast. You're on Instagram. We are so close to 10,000 followers on Instagram. So instagram.com/FPL family. Get over and follow Sam over on Instagram. And for the first time ever, I am going to be on TikTok this year. Now, I don't know what TikTok really is. I know that it's a video platform. We are predominantly a video content creation, FPL.
I've got nothing to do with this, guys.
Sam was like, it's a terrible idea. I said, I think it is too, but we're going
to
try it and see what happens.
Are you going to dance?
So I'm not going to dance, am I? But we're going to have...
That's what it's for.
It's not just for dancing, Sam.
You're
going to
be up there doing some dancing about when
we're just like Ivan Tony scores. I don't know. It's
going to be honest, it's worth going to follow him just for the nonsense.
It's worth following on TikTok just to see the crap I put out on it. But there's going to be Insta reactions. There's going to be...
No, kind of Insta reactions on TikTok. It's Insta reactions. They're on Instagram.
Yeah, but I might do my Insta reactions on TikTok and then post them to Instagram via TikTok. You can do this now, Sam. This is how social media works. Get with the program.
Call it something different, like
TikTok reactions. I don't know. It's going to be
TikTok thoughts.
TikTok thoughts. Absolute rubbish. It's going to be complete guff over on TikTok. So if that's not sold it to you, get over to TikTok, follow FPL Family, search for FPL Family over there. We are on TikTok. I don't know what it's going to be like. I think it's going to be crap.
I don't know what it's going to be like.
But it'll be entertaining.
You're going to be on there when we're at Fest?
Maybe. What a great idea that is. Why not?
Oh, my life.
Why not? Because you can go live on TikTok as well. So we could have it set up here. We could be live on TikTok right now.
Let's not do that. Tips, be warned. He's going to get you on TikTok when we're at Fest.
TikTok reaction. Adrian. Oh, my God. TikTok. Absolute rubbish. Martin King. TikTok transfers. Yes. Now we're talking. Here we go.
Guys, you've encouraged him. Tonight, you've...
Richard, TikTok talk. Yes.
Right. So tonight, you've said he's going to win FPL. Now you've encouraged this nonsense.
Yes.
I have to live with him, guys.
Josh, we are still doing Insta reactions on Instagram. No doubt about it.
Josh,
but there
I
might
will
be
doing the Insta reactions.
It might
so
be.
So this is your choice. Sanity on Instagram. Absolute nonsense on TikTok.
Might be some crap on TikTok as well. Guys, get over to TikTok. Follow us over there. If you want to see how that goes, it could be carnage. Guys, what a live stream. It is a pleasure to be back with you guys. An absolute pleasure to be back. We've done an hour and 40 minutes. Absolutely ridiculously long live stream. For those of you that want to listen to the podcast version, I'll be doing the podcast version tonight and putting that live on Spotify and Deezer and Audio Boom and all the usual places you can find your podcast. But guys, thank you for being with us tonight. FPL is back. I cannot wait. This is our last live stream before it kicks off because we are on holiday next weekend, so we will not be doing a live stream.
But there will be at least
one TikTok. You got what?
There will be at least one video every day between
Dylan
now...
already follows us on TikTok.
Oh,
yes!
For goodness sake.
Yes.
There will be.
Come on, Dylan.
If you hit 10K on TikTok before I do on Instagram, yes. I'll be raging. There will be at least one video every day. For the majority of the next 2 weeks, there are two videos scheduled each day.
Do you want to tell us about what videos are coming up? And that might encourage people to subscribe to the channel if they haven't already.
Yeah. So obviously we've got the last deep dive coming up this week. There's also a goalkeeper video coming up tomorrow. There's videos on our drafts. But I've also got some amazing ladies coming to do some drafts reveals with us.
Aren't you doing draft reveals with Becky Ives and with Jules Breach?
And with Kelly Summers.
And with Olivia
and Anita from FPL Daily.
So all of the little female FPL crew.
As well as Holly from FF Community and FPL Nymphria. So they are all coming out over the next week. Big news.
Yes.
I have decided to relaunch the Jammy Pick for this season.
Oh my God.
So every Tuesday during the season.
TikTok Jam. Can we have some TikTok Jam?
No. Every Tuesday on our YouTube channel, there will be a Jammy Pick video.
Yes.
And every Thursday on a YouTube channel from next week, as in from the week the season starts, there will be a top player per position for the game week coming. So a defender, a midfielder and a forward who I think will have the best game week.
Beautiful.
So you'll have them all season, starting from the week the season launches.
So last year, guys, if you thought, I'm not going to subscribe because I know Lee and Sam are going to be 8:30 Sunday night. I know when they're on. I don't need to subscribe. This season, there is videos coming at you left, right and centre. So hit that subscribe button. Hit the little notify bell as well. So when Sam's Jammy Pick comes out on a Tuesday, you are going to be notified of it and be one of the first to watch. So do not leave here tonight, guys, without hitting that subscribe button. And obviously leaving us a like for the video. 20k subs on YouTube before the start of the season would be absolutely perfectamundo. So would 10k on TikTok, but we shall wait and see how that goes. Guys, thanks for joining
10K us. 10k on TikTok, you all must be dreaming.
Good luck in game week one, and we will see you live at Fantasy Football Fest on August the 13th, which I'm very much looking forward to. Until then, guys, lovely to see you again, and we'll see you again soon. Cheers,
guys. Bye,
guys.